I was feeling like a stranger in a stranger's world. I found myself sitting on the living room floor, iPad propped on the table next to my Yeti microphone, connected via the camera adapter. This was the solitude I quite often found myself longing for. Now that I had it, I didn't know if I wanted it. But I knew one thing. I was going to sit here and I was going to record something. It was just me, the occasional sound of the fridge starting up, and the clock hanging on the kitchen wall. The only reason you don't hear that right now is because I took it to the bedroom, closed the door. Tick tock, tick tock wasn't the kind of background noise I was hoping for this night. I listened through the songs on my Dropbox folder that I use for recording every now and then. I came across this one, one I've used probably never. Thought it was a pretty good sound. Just me sitting somewhere talking to somebody who'd care to listen, pretending I was playing a piano. Of course, I recently taken up playing the piano. Found it a little bit harder than I suspected it would be. Made myself a promise back in December to practice scales every day for a half hour. What a mistake that was. It was a mistake because it was hard, and I wasn't used to hard things. The only thing that was hard in my life was the time I flipped over a wire fence and smashed my head on the curb. I cut my ear open so bad I had to be rushed to the hospital to get 11 stitches. Even now, if you look at certain pictures at certain angles, you'll see my ears kind of shaped funny. On closer inspection, you might be able to see some of those stitches still. At least the healed pieces of flesh. Back to the piano. Learning scales is what I thought I needed. Yeah, sure, I knew a few chords here and there. C, a G, an F, I could probably put a couple songs together. Even throw a songbook in front of me and I'll play a tune that half resembles the song. But this piano thing's gonna take a lot longer than I suspected. Probably gonna have to pay somebody some money to teach me some more. That was the least of my worries. Tonight, I spend it sitting on the living room floor with my iPad and my Yeti microphone, talking to anybody who'd listen. Probably nobody out there wants to listen on a night like this, all by myself.